Hello everyone, welcome to the Winner Work Podcast. You're with the host Julian Leahy. Today I'm joined by the fantastic Lara Bulow and Miroslav Petrovic. Welcome to the show, guests.
Yay.
How did I go? Name check.
Good job.
Excellent.
Miroslav, you know, Djokovic saved me on the pronunciation. I know it's not ick, it's itch. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to play Jeopardy with our fantastic guests, and then afterwards we're going to have a chat to them a little about the fantastic things they're doing. Miroslav is in the hot seat. Let's take a look at the categories. Sports, State of America, which I think is about US states, weather, world capitals, inventions, or nicknames. Now, nicknames is about people called Nick or Nicholas. Capiche?
Sounds good. Let's go with world capitals.
For 100, Miroslav? 100. All right. Costa Rican capital people might know the way to.
I have no idea.
You know, do you know who Peter Allen is, Miroslav?
I don't. Should I?
Not really, but he's a singer that was from Australia, and he had a song, very flamboyant, with maracas. Any song about this capital? Oh, actually, no, that's in Brazil. Forget that. I'm giving you a bum steer. Let's take a look at the answer. San Jose. Oh, were you going to say that, Lara?
I thought about it.
Sometimes take my hints with a grain of salt. All right, Miroslav, you're still in control. What would you like?
Let's try the weather.
Try the weather for 100. Condition associated with London and pea soup. Now, I didn't get the pea soup thing. Ah, cloudy makes sense. You know, I think the answer's different, but I'm going to give it to you, Miroslav, because I don't agree with the Jeopardy answer, which was fog. This doesn't make sense. So I think you're correct, and I think the answer was incorrect. So let's continue on. Miroslav is on 100. Well done. What would you like?
Is it still me or Lara?
Still you. You're still in the hot seat as much as you want to get off it.
Let's go weather again.
Weather for how much? 200?
Yep.
Mount Waialae in Hawaii gets the most, while Kalama Chili usually gets none.
Rain?
Makes sense to me. Let's take a look. Rain is correct. That was 200 points. Well done, Miroslav. Going strong. What would you like?
I'll just keep going with weather while we're on a roll.
Keep it going, on a roll. 300 for weather. Its winds can reach 400 miles per hour.
A cyclone.
Would you like to have a go, Lara, just in case?
Tornado. That's the thing.
Take a look. Tornado is actually correct.
Woo!
Lara has jumped into the mix and wrestled control away. What would you like, Lara?
I'm going to try State of America for 100.
State of America. We've got Lara off her deathbed for this. Its Mormon founders called it desert. Its Mormon founders called it desert. There's lots of Mormons and lots of desert in this state.
Utah.
Utah is correct. Well done,
yes.
Lara. If you're not from America, you would have no idea about that one.
No.
What would you like, Lara?
We'll go 200, State of America.
State of America, 200. The only state beginning with A that does not end in an A.
Oh, shoot.
If you can think of an American state name that doesn't end... I'm going to give you a clue. The state name ends in an S.
Kansas. No, it doesn't start with an A. Sorry.
I don't know how this game works, but I'm happy to put in a guess in case Lara doesn't
go
find
Miroslav.
One.
You're up.
If you Arkansas is a state.
Arkansas is a state, and it's the correct answer. Well done, Miroslav.
Oh my god, good job. See, Kansas isn't a
points.
Word.
Miroslav is on 500 points. Well done. What would you like, sir?
Let's do sports for 100.
Sports for 100. Sport which uses epees, foils, and sabers. Sport.
Fencing.
I know. Oh, Lara has jumped in. Let's take a look. Fencing is correct. Well done, Lara.
Yes.
Look at that. 500 apiece, neck and neck. What would you like, Lara Bulow?
Let's try nicknames for 100.
Nicknames for 100. You can call me Mary or you can call me Harry, but you don't have to call me Santa. Which Nick?
Saint Nicholas.
Is correct.
Is that different?
You don't need to Nicholas. Be so shy about that. That was correct. What would you like next?
Do nicknames for 200.
Nicknames for 200. Nighttime programming block on the American basic cable channel Nickelodeon.
Oh, I know this
Nick
one.
At night.
Mm. Lara, correct. I think Miroslav was just about to pounce on it, but you did get in there. What would you like, Lara?
300 nicknames.
300 for nicknames. Liking this category. Things are never hoopless for this Manhattan team. Things are never hoopless for this...
The Knicks.
The Knicks is correct. Well done. What would you like, Lara?
Never thought I could win anything in this game.
Well, you just
400 nicknames.
Sports question, even. He was Eddie Murphy's partner for 48 hours. Great movie. But it's an old movie, 1981 or something. Eddie Murphy. You know who Eddie Murphy is?
Nicolas Cage.
Ooh. It's a Nicolas. 2 seconds, 1 second. Nick Nolte.
Oh, I would not have gotten that.
Do you remember Nick Nolte? Sort of grumpy old bloke. Anyway, you're still in control, Lara. What would you like?
Let's do 500 nicknames. Let's do it.
500 nicknames. Star of Leaving Las Vegas. If you know it, Miroslav, jump in. I know you do know it. I know for a fact.
I'm rooting for you.
I don't even know what Leaving Las Vegas is.
2-1. Nicolas Cage. That's how I knew you knew that. Well, you knew the guy. Well, you didn't know he was in that movie. Still in control, Lara. What would you like?
Oh, 300. State of America.
State of America for 300. The only state to touch four of the Great Lakes.
Is it Michigan?
It is Michigan. Wisconsin. 100%.
Yes!
Well done. Lara is off to a bit of a lead here, 1400. Don't worry, Miroslav, you'll have time to bring it back. Even though the questions are
400.
Jeopardy USA questions. 400, State of America. One of four states that's officially a Commonwealth. This is confusing for Australians. It's nothing to do with what we think of a Commonwealth. One of four American states that's officially a Commonwealth.
Massachusetts?
Let's take a look because I have no idea. It is Massachusetts is one of them. Well done.
Wow.
400 points. Lara, you are in control. What would you like?
500, State of America.
State of America 500, home state of USA's biggest mountain, Mount Denali.
Alaska.
Alaska is correct. This was one that I did not know at all. I always forget that Alaska is part of the United States, so I always think it's part of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do very well in geography. Lara, what would you like?
Let's do 400 weather.
400 weather. Some hygrometers use a human hair to measure this.
Blink, blink. No idea.
Well, high is water. So it's something to do with water, I think. I don't know. Don't listen to my clothes because I really don't know. Humidity, water, vapor, I guess. All right, Lara, what would you like?
World Capitals 200.
World Capitals 200. It's divided into the Kanda, Maranauke, Asakusa, and Ginza districts. World Capitals.
Oh my gosh.
This is a tough one. The only one that's a clue for me is Ginza. Because it doesn't look like these names belong in this country. But, Asakusa, maybe. Anyone got any idea? World capital? Ginza district?
It's not Tokyo. It's not Japan, is it? These don't seem...
It is Tokyo. Well done.
Oh, wow.
And now, should I give you... You said it's not Tokyo? No, I'll give you the points for that. All right, Lara, what would you like?
300, World Capitals.
World Capitals for 300, home to NATO and Little Green Sprouts.
Netherlands?
I'll give you a clue. The Little Green Sprouts are this name. And Mum would always try to get me to eat them, and they were always disgusting.
Oh, Brussels.
Brussels is great. Well done, like Miroslav. Your mum tried to force you to eat Brussels sprouts as well, I can tell.
I just completely forgot we were in the capitals thing.
Yeah, that's the problem. The category. If you're not sure what category you're in, it's really tough. What would you like now, Miroslav? You're in control.
Let's go World Capitals again.
World Capitals for 400, I'm assuming. This English capital street signs are in English, Arabic, and Hebrew. Strange combination. Where could it be?
Tel Aviv?
Oh, very close. 8 seconds.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, Miroslav, that's correct. Well done. Storming back to life. 1,200 points. What would you like, Miroslav?
Let's do World Capitals again, 500.
World Capitals for 500. If the other twin had founded it, it might have been called Reem.
Istanbul?
No. This twin has a very similar name to Reem and a similar spelling.
Rome?
Rome is correct. Well done. You just snuck in there.
I fast-forwarded history a bit in there, didn't I? Separating into the Byzantine Empire.
Yes, yes. Well, you got there in the end. That's the most important thing. What would you like, Miroslav?
Let's try inventions.
For 100?
Yeah.
The mother of invention. Something is the mother of invention. This came about during World War II when they needed to invent things because they had a lot of necessity.
Necessity!
I just gave away.
Yeah, you did. You totally gave away.
I'm not giving you that, Lara. I'm sorry. But I'll give you control. What would you like, Lara?
Good inventions.
I'd get fired from Jeopardy. What would you like, Lara? I'll give you control.
Oh, 200 inventions.
Inventions,
please.
200. Country credited with the invention of pasta, porcelain, and paper. Well,
Italy. China.
Yes.
I think
you corrected yourself in time. Let's take a look. Oh, I just gave you a point. China is correct. There you go. What would you like?
Inventions, 300.
Did you get the points for that? I think you did. I'll have to look at the playback.
I don't know.
Tissue, yeah. Originally used as a World War I gas filter, but now literally something to sneeze at.
A Kleenex?
Is correct. Well done, Lara.
Who knew that? Wow. World War II.
I don't think that's a good question because Kleenex is a brand name.
That's true.
Yes, I would argue. This is from an 80s Jeopardy with Alex Trebek. But I pulled out all of the 80s movie questions because, like, except for 48 Hours, I thought you might know that one. Anyway, continuing on, what would you like, Lana? Inventions for 400.
400.
Prior to the invention of computers, these were the most widely used business machine.
Faxes.
Well, yes, but even before faxes.
Telephone.
What was that? Telephone? No.
Calculators?
No.
What do we do on
computers a lot of the time in the office?
A typewriter.
Typewriter is correct. Well done. You know what? I feel bad about that because all of those were pretty well good answers too. What would you like, Lara?
Inventions
for 500. Printing press inventor associated with the world's most valuable book. Now, does any of you own a blog, a WordPress blog?
Not really. I used to.
Okay. Well, there's this type of block when you're writing your blog that you can use, named after this person. Oh, we've run out of time. Gutenberg.
Oh.
What would you like, Larry? You're still in control.
500 in weather.
Weather. 500. Region near the equator that took the wind out of Sinbad's sails. And we say this sometimes if somebody's suffering from, they look a bit low energy, the wind's taken out of their sails, they've got the... stuck in the...
I'm going to know this, and I'm going to be so annoyed.
The doldrums. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I wouldn't have guessed it, though.
It's a place where there is no wind, and if you're trying to sail, as they used to always have sails, they would get stuck in the doldrums. Larry, you still in control? What's it like?
200 in sports.
200 in sports. Name given to annual competition among U.S. amateur boxers. I'm going to give you a clue. Initials, GG.
Don't know.
It's the GG. I won the GG championship. Golden gloves. Does that ring a bell?
You know, Julian.
All right, Lara. You're in control still.
We'll go 300 sports.
300! Number of downs allowed in American football to advance the ball 10 yards.
Oh my god, I was just watching the Super Bowl the other day and
how
I like, never watched football.
Four that you've got to hand it over. Miroslav, do you follow rugby league?
Free.
Huh?
Free?
No, but if it was Canadian football, that would be correct. Run out of time. Oh, there's four downs in American football before you give it back. And rugby league, it's six tackles. All right, Lara, I think you're still in control. What would you like?
400 sports.
400 because of World War II. These two NFL teams combined squads in 1943 to become the Steagles.
Oh, yeah, no idea.
Just two words mushed together. Two teams. Names stuck together. Steagles.
Ah.
Saints and Eagles.
What was that? Ooh, close. Yeah, you got half of it. We're out of time. It is the Steelers and the Eagles. Last question for Lara. Ex-Bolt Boston Celtics star who has refused induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Guy from played in the 70s, one of the greatest players of all time, but probably not one of the biggest names. He's an African-American player. I think that's why he refused the Hall of Fame. We're out of time. It's Bill Russell. Well done to our guests. And who's won that one? Congratulations to Lara B. Well played. Some very tough questions. Particularly for our Australian guest, Miroslav. But you know what? I use action to every question to now often US based. It's just one of those things. All right, Miroslav, we're going to pop over to Extreme Close Up and have a chat to you, hopefully. Oh, no, we're not. There you are. Professional out for this podcast. All right, Miroslav, tell us a little bit about your journey. You came over during the Balkans War, if I'm not mistaken. Is it from Serbia?
Yeah, it came from Serbia. Well, Bosnia at the time, but of Serbian background.
Yep. And, you know, you come over here, you had to learn English, and everyone was like, oh my God, who's this guy? And then you've taught yourself how to speak and being able to help people overcome their fears in speaking. Tell us about your story, Miroslav.
Yeah, thanks, Julian. So briefly came here, obviously not knowing the language, used to stutter a lot, very, very highly introverted all through, I don't know, until I started meditating later on in my years. And as I did start meditating and connecting to myself, I was like, firstly, I think I've been socially anxious most of my life. but no one really told me that was a thing. wasn't as popular back in those days. And from there, life kind of led me to, I don't even know if I'd say teaching myself how to speak, but maybe recognizing that speaking is what I had to do to find myself. And since then, it became something I started teaching others as I got more apt with it, and it's developed into, you know, creating an institute around it. Last year, we taught about 150 people at the institute, multi-day trainings, and it's just been really rewarding. And for me, I often find myself saying to people, like, what you're afraid of when it comes to public speaking is essentially connection. And when you can start creating that connection on stage, you're going to find you start creating more connection in all areas of your life.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the name of the game, is connecting with people. But what's interesting to me, Miroslav, is that you went towards your weakness sort of thing. So what made you decide that you wanted to, first of all, become a better speaker and then actually become a specialist in teaching people how to do it?
I didn't really, like, it was never a conscious choice of like, oh, I'm going to walk towards my weaknesses. I was meditating, and the feeling I was getting in meditation was beautiful and peaceful, which I wasn't feeling every day in my life. And I started asking the question, how can I feel more of this without having my eyes closed and sitting in a cross-legged position? Like, I want to live more in connection with this feeling. And the answer that kept coming back was like, you have to start teaching. And I didn't really want to hear that. I would have rather been told you have to go to India and meditate, but that's not what kept coming up. It's like, you need to start teaching. And I found as I started teaching, I had to overcome my fear firstly. But then as the stages got bigger, I found the experience of intensity when you go to speak, like as all of that attention of, you know, the eyeballs focused on you, say something useful for us, started happening. I was like, this is a lot like meditation. Like, my system's heightened. There's a lot more, you know, adrenaline and whatever running through me, but the capacity for the mind to be quiet as that was happening was almost like a shortcut. It's like that amount of presence would just bring me into the moment a lot quicker than meditation would. And I was like, oh, this is like meditating. I'm just letting my mouth move and words come out while it's happening.
That's awesome. I hear a lot of people talk about meditation actually in terms of developing mindfulness and, is that transcendental meditation that you did?
No, it started off with more of like a tantric-based approach, but traditional tantra, not the sexuality stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Indian-based stuff. Yeah. Awesome. And I'm not sure why your book hasn't come up, but tell us a little bit about your book, Give Them Goosebumps. I love the title.
Yeah, thank you. So the book is basically it's two parts. The first part is my story and coming to how I did to where I am now. The second part was an academic thesis I wrote at Monash University a few years ago, which I then took and reworded back into everyday speak so people could understand it, as otherwise academics mostly write for other academics.
Yeah.
And the outline of it was, when I started speaking, people were coming up to me and saying, this is amazing. You know, you could hear a pin drop in the room while you were speaking, and this isn't what I'm used to when I'm listening to speakers. And how can I go about learning that? Like, how is it you do what you do? So what I looked into when I did the research is studying my own practice and how I was creating the kind of engagement I was. And then when I did discover that, I had this thought around like, oh, I don't think I'll ever share this with anyone. And it ended up going into, you know, a book that's very widely available now. So it was one of those cases of letting my gold spread beyond just me.
Awesome. And you put all your good stuff in there. And so people can get that on Amazon. And tell us about your speaking training. Is that all, you do a lot of in-person stuff around Australia? Do you do online stuff as well?
Yeah, I do both. So I've had clients, especially during COVID, clients from all over the world. We run longer containers online. We do multi-day in-person seminars. Sometimes people start online and they're like, this is so good, I want to come to the in-person stuff as well. It's an amazing community that comes around the work. It's very non-linear. A lot of the way speaking is taught is write your thing, memorize it, practice it. This is how you're supposed to be confident. And my approach is almost the complete opposite. It's like, let's just get you being yourself. When you're being yourself, you're going to be magnetic and you're going to be confident. Trying to be someone else is not going to work for you in your life or on the stage. And it's really like, that's where the fear comes up. It's like, oh, you mean people are going to see me for who I am? I'm like, yeah. That's the beauty of it. That's what they really want.
Yeah, a lot of people think they've got to put on this big front and be Mr. Professional or Mrs. Professional and, you know, one of these polished person. Be something they're not, which is what you talked about. And it's all about tapping into your authenticity. And what type of people do you help? What type of business people? Is it mostly business people?
It's a mix. I'd say I'd probably get 60-40, 40 being professionals, people in leadership, you know, CEOs, national sales managers, things like that. And then the other 60% would be like solopreneurs, people running their own businesses, coaches, consultants. Yeah, people that kind of get the value of speaking and are good at the one-on-one stuff. And then they're like, okay, I need to scale out and start working with groups more.
Wonderful. And what have you got coming up in terms of the online stuff if anyone wants to get into your world, Miroslav?
It would be best to reach out. So we're just starting a mastery container now. Mastery is a 3-month training, which is delivered in person and online. But people would get the whole thing online and there would be an optional attendance for the in-person event. And we're tweaking that after this delivery. So I can't tell you what's going to be on horizon within the next 6 months, but I'll know over the next couple of weeks. We've got meetings around it.
Wonderful. And, you know, public speaking is a great thing from, you know, for many different people, whether it's business people getting out there and speaking, you can't beat it. But also if it's something that you struggle with and you want to conquer it, which I guess is kind of like what Miroslav did originally, it is a fantastic skill to master. And if you'd like to have a chat with Miroslav, I've got all these details in the show notes. So have a chat to Miroslav if you want to be the next speaker next year at some event. Thank you very much, Miroslav.
Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. All right, let's find Tara Bulow. Hi, Tara. Now, you've written a book. Tell us about your book.
Yeah, thank you. Mine is now. Yeah, that was so inspiring, Miroslav. I'm actually thinking a lot about my voice because I've been sick and I'm so scratchy. I'm in the process of writing and publishing my book currently, and it'll be out. I should have a book in hand within the next month, and I am a life and career transition coach. So I have written a life advice book, but in the form of letters. So I did some like snail mail correspondence in order to create structure for the book.
So how did that, explain that a bit. So who did you write letters to?
Yeah, I collaborated with a good friend of mine who lives in Portland, Oregon. They have a mail subscription service. So they have a mailing list and they've been sending snail mail art for over 10 years now. And when you subscribe to the snail mail subscription, you receive like 2 postcards that are together, like in a little letter. And half of it is a little bit about the theme for the month and a piece of artwork that you get to keep. And the other half contains a prompt. And when I collaborated with Hope Amico from the Keep Writing Project, we did a prompt soliciting life advice questions that folks wanted answered. And those were then sent to me. So I collected the postcards that had the questions on them and responded to them in letter format from 3 different perspectives. And so I wrote the letter from the perspective of head, heart, and gut, existentialism, and then a professional response from my coaching perspective. And each of those became the essay. And then there's 4 sections of the book. So we have mindfulness, relationships, career, and then the weird section.
Okay. And each of those sections, do you sort of tackle it from those different perspectives that you mentioned?
Every single letter has the 3 perspectives.
Gotcha.
And then depending on what they're asking about, they go into the 4 categories.
Awesome. And what's the weird one?
The weird one contains some of the simple questions, some of the silly ones, and then the ones that just didn't fit anywhere else. So, you know, we got some things about like ice cream, like what's the best flavor of ice cream? and then other pieces that just, you know, they were like the weird puzzle piece that you couldn't find a place for. But I wanted to keep them because it really spoke to my brand and who I am as a person, and I feel you know, same as Miroslav was like talking about, is that piece of authenticity and wanting to keep weird things in your life. And that is a huge piece of my business and how I help coach folks into being who they are and what they want to do in the world.
Awesome. I already know the answer of what the best ice cream is anyway. It's coffee gelato, just so you know. All right, tell us about the career clarity session. What could we expect there?
Yeah, the primary, like the most of my clients are looking for career clarity. They're asking themselves what's next in their career. A lot of mid-career professionals, people who are looking to switch industries, who are looking to start their own business, looking to start a side hustle. And I help them answer, like, what is the next step and how are you going to create this new reality that you're moving towards?
Yes, it's like that's the first thing. And often people don't get that clarity, and like people call it messaging. What's your messaging going to be? What are you saying to people? What problem are you helping? What are people going to think about when they see your name? What are you going to be associated with? Getting all of that stuff. And once you understand what you're actually doing, then you feel like clarity, which is what the whole idea is, I guess. And you can really start to make things happen for yourself. And how do you help people? Do you have a chat to them? Do you have an online monthly thing, or how does it work?
Currently, I'm working mainly with one-on-one clients. I do have a month-long challenge that I lead every year. Currently, it runs in the fall, in September. But I do occasionally lead group programs. I'm certified through Stanford University in the Designing Your Life content. So those pop up as long as you're on my mailing list, which you can jump on through my website. And then through the clarity calls, I also determine, like, is one-on-one coaching the best fit for you? Or can we, you know, summon a group together of like-minded individuals who want to do the Designing Your Life content or other assessments that I have available? So those are the primary pathways currently.
Awesome. And we'll keep an eye out for your book. What do you have? Have you got a title? You're close to publishing it. What's it going to be called?
It's called Mostly Unanswerable Questions. And there is a tab for it on my website.
Unanswerable Questions. That's a great title. And so if you want to get in touch with Lara, I'll put all her details in the show notes as well. Thank you very much to the wonderful Lara Bulow. And also Miroslav. Thank you. And I'm going to wrap things up. Thanks for listening and watching. See you next time. Bye.